Scott Engel of the Fantasy Sports Network here with Rockies General Manager Jeff Bradich. Jeff, when people play fantasy sports, they basically want to be you. You know, they want to general manage a team. They want to trade. They want to sign free agents. What's your opinion of fantasy sports and, you know, what it means to Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I'm not sure they totally want to be me. They probably have many fewer sleepless nights than I do at times or any other GM. But the concept is there, and it's certainly a reminder of just how fortunate we are to have a leadership position like this. And fantasy sports has ended up playing a big part in the continued popularity, not just of baseball, obviously, but of the sports industry in general. Just about any sport there is on the planet now, you can find some sort of fantasy element to it. I myself was kind of part of at least the early online and computer-based and internet-based fantasy sports. So it's been I don't do it anymore because I barely have time for much else other than the job and family. But it's become really an integral part of especially in America, the sports experience here for diehard fans. And it's kind of ingrained in the sporting culture now to a certain degree.
What kind of recommendations do you have for, people, like I said, who want to be you? Like, is there art to trading? You know, because people love to trade in fantasy sports. But, we always tell them, you got to find out what the other team needs, et cetera. What could a real general manager tell a fantasy general manager to help him with trading?
Well, I think the first thing is you got to have a little courage. If you don't, there is an element to nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you constantly play things safe and play things close to the vest all the time, you're probably not going to realize many gains and put together the team that you want to put together, whether it's a team full of human beings and actually playing the game, or if it's a team fantasy wise on a piece of paper. So that's the first thing, is you gotta buck up and have a little courage. I think trying to find that young and undervalued piece, especially in what the legacy type of a league where you hang on to players for a certain amount of time depending on the setup of your league, those can be real important in terms of maximizing performance per dollar or however your league is set up. And there's certain elements of that's real for us as well. We focus on personal fits and human fits inside of a clubhouse and on a team, which is kind of one area that doesn't necessarily show up in fantasy sports because production is production. Being willing to take some chances on younger and maybe undervalued players, it's certainly part of what the Rockies do, and it's probably at least one way to possibly get ahead on your fantasy team as well.
So two guys who were terrific fantasy pickups from Colorado early in the year were Greg Holland and Mark Reynolds. You guys have to be thrilled with how things turned out. Did you expect this kind of production? These guys have really overachieved to fantasy players, and they've been top free agent waiver pickups.
Yeah, as they should be, right? They both have track record, a lot of track record. This isn't necessarily coming out of nowhere for either guy. They've been in the league for a long period of time. Obviously with Greg Holland, there was that comeback from injury, and how was that going to look, and was it going to be real, and how was that going to go? Because that rehab and getting back to playing for the Tommy John guys is a little different for each guy. And, did we truly expect him to be leading the league in saves come the All-Star break? No, not necessarily, but we certainly knew he was talented enough to do it. And with Greg Reynolds, Mark Reynolds, sorry, our experience living with him last year, had a pretty good feeling about what he could do with us and for us. And, we're so thrilled to be able to bring him back here. And there was an opportunity. Ian Desmond goes down spring training, and Mark is there ready to pick it up and run with it, and he certainly has done that and more, and we're hoping and expecting big things for him in the second half as well.
Your team is very young in terms of the starting pitching, and historically, everybody knows it's kind of a challenge to pitch at Coors Field, but this staff looks like it just might be the best in a while in terms of, you know, surviving Coors Field and, you know, in its youth and its promise going forward. You know, what were your intentions in building this staff, and you know, why has it been so successful?
Well, I think mindset is the first thing. It's more than mere survival, right? You have to learn how to thrive there. And I think that John Gray is a good example that, you know, when he first came up a couple years ago, he struggled and he had to learn exactly what it was going to be like. And he made some adjustments and his mindset is there and he's doing very well there. You know, there are a lot of pitchers in our history that have found ways to figure it out. And it's not all the same, but what the core, you know, it really comes down to the person. It comes down to, does the player believe, and is the player, you know, mentally strong enough and mentally willing enough to take on a challenge? And those guys that say yes to that oftentimes are the most successful ones. And so when you combine that sort of mentality and that mindset with the type of just pure raw talent that these guys have, you can get what we have, which is a young and deep and hopefully healthy and talented group of pitchers that feed off each other, challenge each other, and get better together. And that's kind of how it's happened over the last couple of years.
Thanks a lot for the time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.